The match between Jean and Maya is already going to bind the House of Amak and the House of Bates together, she pointed out. I happen to think Naaman the Younger is actually quite a pleasant young man, but I don't think we need to put Jeannette on the Emeraldian throne as princess consort just to ensure his future loyalty to the imperial crown. He's bright enough to see the advantages, and by the time he takes the throne, Emerald will have been part of the empire for decades, and he and his family will be deeply involved in and committed to governing it. I don't think he'll have the least motive or inclination to be anything except a loyal supporter of the crown. But Coruscant is going to be a rather different case. To be perfectly blunt, there's no way I'd trust any member of Hector's house as far as I could throw one of those new guns of Baron Seamount's. There's been far too much blood spilt between Coruscant and the House of Armagh and the House of Tate, and Coruscant isn't going to be peacefully and willingly integrated into the Empire. I don't know about you, but given all that, I could never trust one of Hector's children, far less Hector himself.
I'm afraid I agree with you, Caleb said, and his nostrils flared. In fact, it's given me the occasional nightmare. I don't have the stomach for slaughtering all the possible pretenders to the Coruscantian throne, but I'm not at all sure that simply removing Hector from it and leaving his children alive to plot against us, or to be used as cat's paws by someone else, like Zamsin Trenaire or Jasper Clintan, for example, is going to be enough.
I'm quite certain it isn't, Charlian said bluntly. I'm no more in favor of killing children just to keep them from being potential future threats than you are. But the fact remains that we have a responsibility here, one that doesn't end when we take Hector's head. That's what I'm thinking about where Jeannette is concerned.
In exactly what way? Caleb asked, but his tone suggested he was following Charlian's thoughts quite well now.
What we are going to have to do is to find some Coruscantian noble who's sufficiently popular in Coruscant to have at least some chance of gradually winning public acceptance as our vassal and prince of Coruscant, but smart enough, or pragmatic enough at any rate, to realize we can't allow him to survive if he isn't a loyal vassal. And then we're going to have to bind him to us as closely as possible, which may well mean...
She allowed her voice to trail off, and Caleb nodded. It wasn't an entirely happy nod.
I see your logic, he conceded. I hate to think of putting Jeannette on the marital auction block so cold-bloodedly, though.
Did that stop you from proposing to someone you'd never even met? She asked gently. Did it stop you from doing exactly that with Jean?
No, but that's
different. She finished for him. Caleb, I think I really do love you, but to be perfectly honest, that wasn't something I counted on, and it wasn't something that was necessary either. Can you honestly tell me it was different for you?
No, he admitted softly.
But Jeannette is your baby sister, Charlian smiled, just a bit wistfully. I wish sometimes that I'd had at least one sibling, just so I could really experience what you're feeling about Jeannette right now. Of course, if I had, and especially if it had been a younger brother, Marak would have had an even harder time keeping me alive and on the throne, I suppose. But the fact is, you were ruthless enough to make a necessary marriage of state for yourself, and you were ruthless enough to do the same thing with Jean, for the same reasons. If the time comes, my love, you will make the same decision for Jeannette. I only hope it works out as well for her as it has for us, and it seems likely to for Jean and Maya.
And what do you think the odds of that are? He asked even more softly.
Honestly? She met his eyes unflinchingly. Not that high, she said then. The fact that you and I are able to do more than merely tolerate one another because we have to already puts us ahead of the game, Caleb. The fact that Maya looks like an ideal mate for your younger brother puts us even farther ahead. But it has to even out somewhere, you know.
Yes, I do, he half murmured, and she reached out to squeeze his hand.
However it works out in the end, there's no need for us to rush to meet it, she told him. One of the very first lessons Marak taught me when I inherited the crown was that more troubles than not work themselves out with the passage of time. I'm not trying to suggest to you that you have to start scheming about who you're going to marry Jeannette off to right this minute. I'm only suggesting that it might be wise for you to not encourage any possible yearnings on her part at this time. Caleb looked at her for a moment and started to open his mouth. Then he changed his mind and lifted her hand with his to kiss it once more. She looked a question at him, obviously wondering what he'd begun to say, but he only shook his head with another smile. I really wish I could tell you how thoroughly events have proven that Merlin was right when he told me to make you my partner and not just my wife, he thought.